When your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-600-5451. That's 1-800-600-5451. 1-800-600-5451.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. Now, back to Cofield and Company in the Finley Toyota Studios.
Well, that didn't go well at all with Matt Schneidman. He's a young guy.
Yeah.
Fresh out of Syracuse. He's covering the Raiders for a couple of years. I was always an old soul when it came to TV. I watched old TV, but we threw in our set of questions to close things out, give us the three sisters on the Brady Bunch, and he was thrown for a loop.
Yeah, he had no chance.
And I honestly don't think the folks in this room have any clue either.
No.
Shaw's younger, obviously, as an intern than Schneidman, and I'm not sure Chrissy. I don't know if she knows either.
I would doubt it.
As she ambles over towards a mic.
She could probably be one of the sisters.
By the way, what is going on? You look like, I don't know what. What's her look today?
Crisscross?
Mental patient?
Well, you're wearing a short dress. I thought you might be wearing a long dress, but with that, you're wearing a sweatshirt backwards.
I'm pulling a Belichick today. I've got flip-flops and jean shorts.
You know what? Let's save the Belichick, because if I go on the whole Belichick thing right now, we'll get to that in like 10 minutes, because then I'll lose all sight of what the hell is going on, important stuff.
She's got a hoodie on backward.
I know.
It's chilly in here.
Right, but then wear it. Why is it on backward?
I don't know why I did this.
You should just take the arms out, and we'll just go straight jacket. Just have you committed today?
I hope that isn't like a sign about my mental state right now.
A bandana of sorts.
So you seem confident about the Brady Bunch sisters.
I am so confident. I don't want to screw it up in case Shaw.
No, he doesn't know. He's out.
She also. Yeah, I think she just looked.
In
it
my
up.
Defense,
no,
he came
oh
out.
Oh wait a second!
No
before
way.
I was born. All right, this is like '60s. You guys should be happy. I know like Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin.
No, but
right?
As you should. As Steve was saying, well, Steve was pointing out that he watched old TV shows growing up, but I also think it was a different era. When you kind of just
well,
watched
had four channels growing up, so he say. Had to catch up on those.
That's
old.
What I was getting. Old shows
we had
just be on.
We had cable. We had cable in the early 80s.
Yeah, but your parents probably watched TV Land, and it was old shows.
And there was no TV Land. Those were the shows that were on. The 50s and 60s shows were the filler shows on on our six channels, and then once we got cable.
And I saw the old shows because growing up we had cable, and my mom watched TV Land and Nick at Night or whatever all the time. So you would see like Leave It to Beaver and.
No, I mean, here's the thing. I don't think. Kids these days watch a lot of old TV. That's times
on.
Have changed.
Yeah, they're not on.
They're on. They're
not,
everything's on.
Right, but you're not subjected to it. You can watch other
it's
things.
Not a, it's not a matter of being subjected. I was not subjected to Sanford and Son and Chico and the Man.
Well,
those were good shows.
Sanford and Son was good. I was subjected to the old shows.
I was not subjected to watching old game shows.
Ozzie and Harriet.
Oh, Ozzie and Harriet's great.
Match Game is a great one.
Match Game is a great one. Match Game was so dirty.
It was filthy.
What, pigs?
Oh my god!
Absolute pigs.
Do you know who I am?
What is it? You're dressing up like a Match Game.
Oh my gosh! I kind of panelist? Look like one.
You kind of do, actually.
With the because the glasses.
What was that? You know what, on the Gong Show, now I'm blanking on her name. What was that real hot piece? I'm not saying you look like her, but I'm just saying.
Me? Oh. I was like, I Adam?
Someone send that over on Twitter. You know what I'm talking about.
Chick from the Gong Show.
Jessica Haas?
No. All right, so who are the sisters?
Okay, we've got Marsha, Jan, Cindy.
Oh, I thought you were going to keep going.
There's only three.
Alice was sort of a sister.
No, but who was the cousin?
Cousin Oliver. Okay.
Nice.
No.
I think I said it, though.
Cousin Oliver. No. That, like, Bobby saying that, which is one of the boys. And then my crush, Peter Brady. And then the oldest, Greg Brady. Suck it.
Wow. Wasn't
Greg getting it in with his mom, though?
I did see a little, like, behind the
scenes. Yeah, there were rumors of that behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not his real mom.
Just his, like, fake.
The lady who played his mom. Yeah. No, it was his real mom. No, what's that? You're right. Yeah. I'm an idiot.
It wasn't that bad.
I don't know. She knows the show better than me. I've barely seen it.
By the way, the Gong Show was J.P. Morgan.
Okay.
And there's, you know, after the show, go look up the Popsicle Twins.
I don't know if
got a little crazy.
My computer might.
Yes.
Just melt down.
Believe me, you're. The Popsicle Twins are not going to, you know, if Pornhub and whatever else, YouPorn and everything else hasn't destroyed your computer, I won't give any more sites. I don't know anymore.
Well done.
I'm lost.
You pulled that off really well.
You think?
Yeah, better than I did.
I think you're loyal to certain sites, and, you know, you've had some good times with those sites. You stick with them.
Brand loyalty?
I don't think you change them up.
Yeah,
you know?
Brand
Why
loyalty.
Why would you?
Good. Well, there's reasons.
They upload new content every day. It's not like this is.
Are we doing this discussion right now?
No, let's move on.
I'd rather move back to.
I want to hear more. I want to hear more of your theory on the new uploads.
Young Schwab on.
On porn sites, cutting edge porn sites.
I wouldn't know anything.
12:30 p.m. every day is when they upload new content. I think he was getting to.
Did I get too excited about that Place Ricky's and their menu?
It seemed like it. You were very much all in.
Well, I started screaming about the tri-tip sandwich.
Yeah,
but like I told you, they've got the Freddie Biletnikoff's Big Sausage.
Yeah, it sounds.
We know why they're doing that. So and then the burgers are actually named after other towns.
Like the Victorville Trash Plate?
They don't have that one, but they probably should.
Yeah.
L.A. fans may want to make themselves familiar with that, although we're talking about Ricky's in the Bay Area.
They have a Bakersfield platter, and everything is just sprinkled with meth. Delicious.
No rim shots.
Is that the dream to be named after a awesome sandwich or like an awesome app platter?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you, JT the Brick, who's part of our group here, he's got the sampler platter.
That's a good one.
Everyone who hates the sampler platter.
Well, usually there's one or two things that you probably don't want.
Like what?
We could name that after you.
Usually get like an onion ring on there.
What's wrong with an onion ring?
Ugh. Onion.
Boy, for such a big fella, you have quite the refined palate.
I do. Yeah. Very discriminating. Are you trying to decide which of the platters you
Getting
want
hungry.
Named after you?
I'm just looking. JT's sampler has wings, quesadilla rolls, onion rings. But this is a big sampler. Wings, quesadilla rolls, potato skins, onion rings, poppers, fried zucchini, and nachos.
Wow.
And on top of that, they're like, items may vary.
Oh, so you
We may throw something else in, take away the zucchini. It's up to us. It's at our discretion. You're going to eat what we say you eat.
I'm out on the poppers, too.
I love poppers.
So, but it's usually good because usually somebody will like them, and then you can get the sampler, and you'll like one thing and not like something else. It's perfect.
Are you comfortable getting the sampler with a decent-sized group of guys, or does it turn into the whole garlic bread fiasco? Like, you don't count up all the items, and then you're like, hey, there's 7 of us here, there's 24 items, now we're off, now each of us get 3, someone's going to get a 4th, hey, you had 5, that's your 7th.
No, but your reference is we went to a place with amazing garlic bread with 3 people, and there's 6 pieces of garlic bread, and one person had 4, That's just not acceptable.
And then was dumbfounded when we're like, you just completely violated the split policy.
And then he said, who's counting? But, like, you count. If there's six pieces and three people.
We are.
Everyone
counts. Who's counting?
Counts.
Yeah, you know who's counting.
Everyone,
just said it.
Yeah, everyone counts. Like, you know, if you get something with six pieces and you're sharing between three people, everyone immediately goes, oh, it's two each.
You know, that's interesting. I don't know that everyone counts.
Yeah, of course they do.
I don't think so.
Absolutely they do.
Okay, let's bring up an example. We were in a group last night that went to get sushi.
True.
It was all you can eat. You don't count when it's all you can eat? Is that what the deal is? Because I never counted one time what was on the table.
No, because that's everybody gets whatever they want.
Okay, all you can eat's different.
Yeah, but if they bring out, if you're three people sharing something, mm-hmm. and they bring out six pieces, everyone in the world immediately goes, oh, it's two each. No, if it's like a huge, you're not counting if it's like a, you know, a chip basket and there's 140 chips. You're not like, all right, it's going to be, you know, 55, whatever. You don't start
Speak
counting
for
that.
Yourself.
Maybe you do. If there's six pieces.
I treat it like a big jar of gumballs and I try to take a guess at how many chips there are in there.
If there's six pieces and three people, everyone in the world immediately goes, that's two each.
Nah.
Except the one person we were eating with one day who just had four. I didn't know we were counting.
He didn't have good restraint or discretion.
True. It's fair.
He wasn't a live-by-the-rules guy.
That's correct, for sure.
Hard Knocks debuts tonight. If you've listened to the show over the years, no one loves Hard Knocks more than Adam and myself.
And nobody loves the Browns more than me.
Obsess over the show, and, you know, I enjoyed the season. The Jets were on there. I'm a Jets fan. Adam is a lifelong Browns fan. Sort of. And now the Browns are on there. Can we give a little clip here? Because I'm a little worried. We were given a trailer. We got the Hard Knocks clip? Right? We were given a trailer on this. It's a lot of, you know, action shots, montage music. Da-da. And then there's a little... Well, not the classic. Not the classic. I expect... That J.J. Watt music. The J.J. Watt workout music. That's in every Hard Knocks, right?
I thought that was a changed up one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking for. I hope they have it in this one. Anyway, so there's a lot of montage, but then there's Hugh Jackson. I'm a little worried right out of the gates.
Stripes on your helmets will not be given. They will be earned by your work ethic and making the final 53-man roster.
I win and I win, I lose and I laugh. My mama told me that I was to win.
You guys want to change the narrative of the Cleveland Browns? You got a chance to do so, starting right now.
Come on.
Yeah.
Don't nod in approval. You're worried.
I like it. I'm in.
Those were fiery speeches.
You got to earn those stripes on your helmet, Steve.
Adam, I'm telling you right
now.
They're
not given. These are not given.
I think the players and the city and the fans will make this Hard Knocks, but I think there's a lot of Jeff Fisher potential in Hugh Jackson. I think we got trouble. I think we got so much trouble because Fisher wasn't the worst ever. Who's the worst ever?
Oh, it was the Dolphins.
Yep, Ichabod Crane.
Yeah.
Right? Joe Philbin
was bad.
Was the worst. But Joe Philbin made Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, boring.
I feel like...
Thanks, Philbin.
I feel like in the Browns case, I feel like Hard Knocks, we know that they are the greatest filmmakers of our time. They're also the best at choosing music and putting music. Like, the music is always amazing. The storylines are always great. They know what they're doing. I think they learn their lesson. When you have a boring coach, do less.
Yeah.
So I think they'll be less. It'll be a less is more situation.
Is it safe to say that the third... I'm going to go fourth. I'm going to go third and fourth. The third and fourth week of August are the only two times that you are guaranteed, Adam Hill, to cry.
Well, I cry a lot at TV and movies and stuff.
What else have you been crying at?
TV and movies and stuff. It's very easy to get me.
But every year, third and fourth week of August?
I am a wreck.
He's... You're a bumbling mess. Yeah, over?
The cut day episodes.
Yep.
I can't do it. It's the worst thing ever on television.
They build it up. There's usually a hot girlfriend. There's a kid or two. Daddy needs the job. They get him right to the edge, and they're like, sorry, man. You're out.
So sad.
Don't cry now.
I'm just thinking about some of the awful cuts of the past.
There's been some bad ones. There's been some bad ones.
They're rough. They're tough to deal with.
It's very dramatic.
It will get to me. There's no question.
I'm just going to warn people now. It's like the day or 2 days after Hard Knocks each week is going to be lunacy. Because we break down. Because what's my whole thing every year? Get ready, staff. Get ready.
Get ready. There's cut after cut. I know that.
Now, what do I love about Hard Knocks the most? It's the football environment and the coaches.
Oh yeah.
And in my lecture, I'm a broken record. So if you're new to the market, it might be good. If you've listened to the show for years, you know what I do every year. I watch and I'm like, that needs to be this place. That needs to be Lotus Broadcasting.
The way that
this coach is screaming at all of us every day. I love it. I love it. Name calling.
Wasn't it the strength coach last year with the Rams?
Oh.
And you were just all in on his philosophies?
Is that Mike Werfel? Like, is that his name? I think it was 2 years ago. And the cursing. It's amazing.
That's good.
Oh, I love Hard Knocks.
Everything about it's great.
Just want every job to be a football team.
The only thing, like, they absolutely need to go every night. It needs to be on every night during training camp, for sure. And I do want, like, a 24-hour live stream of just around camp. Because the one hour of the show every week is just nowhere close to enough. Like, I just want to watch it all the time. I don't know how I'm going to handle it being on my team. It's focused on my team. And especially, I'm sure there'll be a lot of Baker Mayfield, but they'll be talking about my guy a lot. A lot of Tyrod talk this year. I don't know how I'm going to handle it.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera. News 3 live at 11.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
I'm going to show you how to get top dollar for your home. You're going to love the money you make and refer all your family and friends. Your experience will be nothing short of amazing. Hi, I'm Aaron Taylor, the real estate guy, Nevada's number one real estate professional with over 22 years of experience and over 5,000 homes sold. Call me today for an amazing real estate experience. I'll buy your distressed home, giving you cash in 5 days, cash advance in 24 hours if needed, free attorney representation, and cash back for your short sale. And for traditional sales, I know every trick in the book to get you the most money possible. Call me today, 702-310-6683, and see the value of the real estate guy. 702-310-MOVE, or go to therealestateguylv.com and see our reviews. 048 Realty, call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Presenting the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made, with room for up to 8. Choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. SubaruLasVegas.com.
Your time is important to you, so it is important to us, too. As a business owner, you want to spend your time focused on growing your business, not on dealing with red tape. You can safely leave that to us. At Pro Group Management, we focus on ensuring that you have the best workers' comp plan for your business. Our team of experts keeps up on all the regulatory issues and compliance updates so you can spend your time growing your business. For self-insured groups, Pro Group Management is the leader in providing Nevada's businesses with reliable, quality workers' comp programs. And we have the awards to prove it. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com, or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Today we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, how much money can a person expect to get after they've been hurt in a car wreck?
The value of every case varies based on the extent of injuries and the amount of insurance coverage.
However, you should never trust the insurance company to give you a fair settlement. Our nationwide offices have handled over 100,000 cases, so there's very little we haven't seen over the last 25 years.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
I'm going to show you how to get top dollar for your home. You're going to love the money you make and refer all your family and friends. Your experience will be nothing short of amazing. Hi, I'm Aaron Taylor, the real estate guy, Nevada's number one real estate professional with over 22 years of experience and over 5,000 homes sold. Call me today for an amazing real estate experience. I'll buy your distressed home, giving you cash in 5 days, cash advance in 24 hours if needed, free attorney representation, and cash back for your short sale. And for traditional sales, I know every trick in the book to get you the most money possible. Call me today, 702-310-6683, and see the value of the real estate guy. 702-310-MOVE, or go to therealestateguylv.com and see our reviews. 048 Realty, call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Attention, men over the age of 35. If you have low energy, lack intimacy in your relationship, or just feel old, this may be a treatable medical condition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where medical providers are highly trained to treat erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Utilizing modern technology and modern medicine, patients receive a high level of care. Maybe you've tried supplements or pills and they didn't work. Universal Men's Clinic will work with you to find the best medical solution. Their electronic record keeping allows their professional staff to keep you educated and informed. Their care can improve the quality of your life and relationships. Let them help you.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas with Steve Cofield and Adam Hill.
Our top story this morning, President Trump taking to Twitter overnight to bash NBA superstar LeBron James.
Mr. Trump wrote, LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do.
Where have all the good men gone?
Bonnie Tyler knows. We've got a hero. When things need to be pointed out, the important things, my guy. Look, Donald Trump will step up.
LeDonald?
Very, very well, they're both my guy. So this is another one of those crazy showdowns when LeVar was going against the president. I don't know what to do. Now I got LeBron going against my guy. Valiant effort. Valiant effort. By DJT over the weekend. People flipped out.
Yeah, they did.
They've been flipping out for the last couple of days.
Including his wife.
What did Melania actually come back with?
That she thinks LeBron's doing great things and she would be willing to visit the school.
Okay. How did you react to SJW explosion over the weekend? about cries of racism?
Well, I mean, that's obvious and evident. And there's no question. He reserves the low IQ tag for anyone of any non-white background.
He never called Rosie O'Donnell stupid?
He was more fat and ugly. He immediately goes dumb anytime there's a minority involved. Anytime.
I actually wish there was a log of insults, like a Twitter log of insults over the years, so we could look it up. Because he clearly tagged the back end. That's a brilliant ploy. With the tweet.
Prefer Mike.
Yeah. I like Mike.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What? Black guy at the end?
Sure.
Absolved. Yeah, it was pretty crazy how the Twitterverse exploded.
And like, again, he was watching an interview about something that somebody is doing positive in the community.
Well,
and the reaction is...
But they were having
dumb and the interviewer's dumber.
They were having a chuckle over the fact that the president, they're claiming, is divisive.
Having a chuckle? I don't think it was funny. I don't think they were thinking it was funny.
They laughed.
They made a very serious statement. And LeBron said, sports is the one thing in my life that taught me that we are the same and that we can be, you know, friends and be together and brought me together with people of different backgrounds. Sports is great, not divisive, and the president is using it as something that's divisive.
Why do you think he finally chose to go at the king? King v. King.
Well...
Because LeBron had called him a bum last year.
I know.
Why, well, in this case? Was it calculated or knee-jerk?
Well, there's two things. One, he was watching. And he was clearly watching the interview, and that's why he reacted on Twitter immediately to it. And I think a lot of times if he's not directly watching, he's slower to react to something because there's, you know, time in between, and you know, let's time elapse, and then somebody might tell him it's a bad idea. But I think there was also some calculation in that he was going to Ohio to give a speech, and he was thinking, well, LeBron's gone. Maybe they don't like him. Maybe I can take a shot at him. Maybe it helps in Ohio.
That's a good point, that they hate him now in Ohio because he left again.
Yeah. That shouldn't be how we decide to call people dumb, especially people that are doing great things in the community.
So now what happens? Like, what was the risk?
There's really not a risk at all.
I don't believe there's any risk.
No.
Like, I think people out there believe, hey, athletes are going to mobilize, and now he's in trouble. Really? So I saw a bunch of comments from athletes, but the other guy who was included in the tweet, again, did nothing. Michael Jordan refuses to ever do anything.
Yeah.
Dude, you're a billionaire. If you state an opinion that's unpopular, your sneakers are still going to sell.
And I don't know.
Take a stand one way or the other. I don't even know what he's supposed to say. Something.
I mean, what you would say is, you would just come out very strong and say, I also don't agree that sports should be used to divide people and separate people along racial lines, and I also don't believe LeBron's dumb, and I really applaud what he's doing in the community, and please don't use me to try to drive further wedges through between people.
That seems pretty strong and yet not super insulting.
It's not that hard. But it is hard for Jordan to say anything and do anything. And for so long, we said, well, he's scared or he's nervous about business or... You know, we had all these reasons why Michael Jordan never did anything impactful or never spoke out in a meaningful way. I think we need to finally just acknowledge that he just doesn't care and he's cold.
Michael Jordan, through a spokesperson, told NBC, I support LJ.
Yeah. Thanks.
He's doing an amazing job for his community. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, Mike. I saw other people say, oh, going at LeBron. Again, I'll use the word mobilize. It's going to mobilize a lot of people. Get out and vote. No, it won't.
It mobilized a lot of tweets.
Yeah. Let's see if all of these tweets... I have a feeling the vigor with which people attack the polling spots, even in the midterms, will be about as strong as the follow-through on I'm leaving the country. Because that one didn't work out, did it?
Yeah, not really.
Except we know two people who did move out of the country.
True.
For that reason.
Yeah. But I don't think it happened on a mass level because we would have heard more about it.
No, no one did.
Just the two people that we know that.
No one did!
Two people.
No one did. Yeah, the two people we know, yeah. But in terms of, boy, him going at LeBron's really going to piss a lot of people off. Well, I don't think you're going to do anything about it, so.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's the kind of thing that I think if he starts to use this going forward, as he has used, lying about the protests, if he keeps doing it, maybe it will do something.
Plus, the lion's share of athletes are complete pansies.
True.
I'm not saying they're not tough people in their chosen profession. Obviously, you have to be tough to play, especially in the NFL. But I brought this up a bunch of times. I don't care what you do, but I mean, if we're going to have all this anger, how about some diversity with the people who are angry?
Yeah.
Like, step up. Very few people say anything.
It's true.
Is everyone afraid of their brand?
Brands and employers and a lot of things.
Employers. You're an NFL quarterback? Specifically a white?
Yeah.
Well, and those guys don't have the power to say whatever they want? They're afraid? Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Andrew Luck.
Well, we know.
These guys are afraid?
We know Aaron Rodgers is afraid. He's been afraid to make statements in the past.
So weird.
But yeah, I think there is concern about brand and other things like that when you're on a certain level. I think there certainly is.
That audio we played coming back, aside from Bonnie Tyler, Dynamite. Come on, holding out for your hero. Dynamite. That was from The Daily Show. Actually, a funny clip here. Trevor Noah sort of flipped out. He's basically like, wait, how come he's attacking every black person that he can find, but not Trevor Noah?
President Trump is feuding with a famous black person who dared to criticize him. And now it's got all this attention, which makes me wonder, what do I have to do? Why do you ignore me, Donald? Every night I'm out here. We even wrote a book.
Yeah. Not to be harsh, because he's probably a good stand-up. Yeah, the first thing they could do is be funny again. Do you watch that show, The Daily Show? I mean, it is rough.
It's not.
There's some good contributors, but man, he's—I don't know.
It's not just. It's not.
I know
just
it's
that,
high
though.
Standards to live up to with Jon Stewart, but my God,
it's not just that. I actually had a very long conversation with somebody the other day.
You did
about a couple of quote unquote comedy shows
right
now.
Yeah.
That used to be hilarious that aren't anymore.
What happened? They got sanitized?
No, they're just like the actual world, the news, what's happening in the country is just sad and depressing. So it's hard to do jokes about it a lot of times.
Like I don't buy that. The material's crap.
I don't know. I think it's tough to do.
I watched a 7-minute clip with Trevor Noah today and I was like, I'm sorry, man, I'm not saying it.
Well, like it's
I think Jon Stewart could make this funny.
I don't know. It maybe. But, like, shows that have been consistent, like the shows we were talking about, basically the HBO shows, the Bill Maher show and the John Oliver show, which used to be hilarious, now it's just, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, you're supposed to make jokes about throwing kids in cages?
Yes. Yes, you are.
I mean, you can.
Yes.
You can do it, but on some level, it's like.
That's what we've always done.
Yeah, but.
There's been horrific things happening forever. And people use comedy to lighten things up.
Right, but you didn't do it in real time. Like in there wasn't like comedy shows during World War II that were doing jokes
since the 60s.
Right. In the 60s, I don't think they were doing.
Sure they were. The Vietnam War is one of the worst things that's ever happened in this country and all the controversy around it, Laugh-In was all. Yes. Yes. Yes.
But they were like,
unfortunately, people have gotten. I mean, listen, there are serious topics to discuss, no doubt. People have just gotten mopey and wrapped up in it so much that they've lost their comedic edge. And I'm not a comedian.
I agree with it,
but something's missing.
I do go see stand up. I see stand up shows a lot, and when I travel, I try to go see stand up. I try to see young up and coming stand up guys, and it usually see at least a couple. A couple guys that are doing political stuff. I don't think they're doing political stuff anymore.
I will say this:
it's not funny.
We have ruined things.
Yeah,
the audience has ruined things because you have a bunch of wusses and overly sensitive people who go out and refuse to laugh, and it's just like, leave. You're going to be offended by a comedian.
Of course.
If you're going to get offended, leave.
No, of course.
So don't ruin it for the rest of us.
Of course.
Everything doesn't have to be serious 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that there are people, there's comedians that are scared to do it because audience is not reacting and because people get offended by every little thing that's said. But I also think there's a point that it's the things that are going on are really just not funny. It's serious and sad.
What's trending on that note? We'll pick things up, unless Adam's too sad to go on at the halfway point of the show. We'll get to two updates that we storylines we may see on Hard Knocks tonight, and we do have really bad news about a member of one of Adam's favorite boy bands.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
The right hire can really make an impact on your business. You can post to job boards and hope you'll find the right person for your job. But think about it. How often do you check job boards? Here at the radio station, when we need to make a hire, we use LinkedIn. Why trust a chance when you can post your job to a place where people go every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities? And 70% of the U.S. workforce is there. LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs targets potential candidates based on insights from their behavior on LinkedIn and rich profile data you can't find on a resume, like their skills, recommendations, interest, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. So your job gets in front of the right people. That's why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. LinkedIn, it's the best way to find the person who will help you grow your business. Hurry to LinkedIn.com/109ESPN and get $50 off your first job post now. That's LinkedIn.com/109ESPN to save $50. LinkedIn.com/109ESPN. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention UNLV alumni. Come home and see what's changed on campus during Rebel Homecoming. More than a dozen events will be held on campus October 11th through the 21st. Come celebrate the accomplishments of daring alumni at the UNLV Annual Alumni Awards. Bring the family to the Rebel Homecoming Festival and Parade, cheer for Rebel football, and celebrate as the 2018 Homecoming King and Queen are crowned. Learn more at unlv.edu/homecoming. That's unlv.edu/homecoming. Go Rebels!
PT's, Sean Patrick's, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar are the place to host your fantasy football draft this season. Every draft party includes a free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, and the most competitive food and drink packages in town. Enjoy Las Vegas' best award-winning happy hour, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. For more information, visit PTEGLV.com or download the PT's mobile app to contact your favorite tavern and book your party today. PT's Taverns, real, local, play.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Hot roads that are going to be wet and slick. There is no more important time of year to make sure that your tires are up for the task. If they're not, it's time for Smart Tires, the only company in Las Vegas that can offer you four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin. Balancing and mounting all included. So call today, 739-TIRE. Easier yet, take care of everything online at smarttires.com.
Now it's time to find out what's trending on Cofield and Company.
Good stuff as we move past the halfway point of the show. Adam Hill across the way, Steve Cofield, Young Schwab, Chrissy here as well, looking like JP Morgan. A couple of our listeners are all fired up on Twitter about that one. Remember JP Morgan from The Gong Show. So heartbreaking news inside of about 7 minutes. For one of your favorite boy bands. Actually, heartbreaking news right now. Hard Knocks. Well, it's not going to make it on this episode, is it? Browns Hard Knocks debuts tonight, and the hits keep coming for the Browns. Was someone arrested last night?
Well, it was Sunday morning.
Okay.
So, if you are following the Browns depth chart, which only I am probably, Antonio Callaway was promoted to starting wide receiver on Sunday because they traded Corey Coleman to the disgusting Bills.
Yay. Let's go celebrate.
So, but it was hours before that, before they knew about it, Callaway had been arrested, or at least cited, for marijuana possession in his car. Also driving with a suspended license. The Browns apparently had not heard that yet, didn't know. Traded Coleman, promoted Callaway to starter, and now today the news broke that this had happened 2 nights ago. He says you never know what, you know, guys are saying or what's truth, what's lies. But he said his car was shipped up Sunday from Florida, where, you know, he had been drafted this year. Car's down in Florida. Training camp just started. So he had his car shipped, was driving it around for the first time. His friends had been using it down in Florida, didn't know there was weed in it. It would kind of be backed up by the fact that the officers came to his car after he did not stop as he pulled out of a convenience store. He was pulled over for that. They said, can we search your car? He had no idea that his friends had weed in there from down in Florida. They found that. So he was cited for that. Story does make some sense. Like, why would you tell them they can if you knew it was in there? But, yeah, in the end, he was already in stage one of the program because his sample at the draft combine, if we remember correctly, was a dilute sample, too much water because he had smoked weed a couple weeks earlier.
This was after his time at Florida when what happened? Credit card scam.
Yeah.
And he was part of a crew that got suspended at Florida under the shark humper.
Yeah. So there's issues.
So they rolled the dice on the guy, and now he's caught in the car with some weed. Now, here's an issue, and I saw this brought up by one of my favorite Bay Area media guys, John Middlecoff. What happens if he's pulled over in California? I won't even bring up Nevada. In California.
Well, we'd never know. It's just legal.
If he's got a small... He's got freaking 15 pounds of weed in the car, then there's a problem, right. But there's an allowable limit.
Right.
Amount. So right. So how does the NFL police stuff like this when in... How many states now? Like, right, at least California, 22? Washington, and Colorado.
I thought it was like 22 where it's legal to possess or something like that now.
Well, I didn't know if you could have a certain amount with medical. I was just thinking rec.
Yeah.
So if we just go to the recreational states that have it. So how is that fair? So some Browns, I mean, listen, I don't, this guy's got an interesting past. So let's get the real story before we're like, you know, fight the power. But the NFL is going to have to deal with this at some point.
Of course.
Just because you have possession in some of these states, it's legal. But I guess by NFL rules, it's not. So then I'm going to say this. The NFL supersedes state law.
That is, in their minds, they do, yes.
That's how ridiculous.
It should. And it looks like they have the option now of bumping him up to stage two of the program already before he ever plays in an NFL game.
Just for possession. Well, that's certainly not fair.
Well, they have the option of it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's already in stage one. So this could be the factor that bumps him up to stage two.
Also on the Hard Knocks debut tonight, this is in the episode... Schefter, from an HBO spokesman, said Jarvis Landry's speech will rank in the top five all time for Hard Knocks.
I don't like doing that.
Rex is still the clubhouse leader. Rex, of course, with the intense speech.
Let's go have a snack.
Yep, that's how he finished up. Let's go have a snack. And it was a G-damn snack.
I know it was. I don't want to.
I mean, I think you could argue was it the Rams season with the dude who was arguing against the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
That was awesome. I think the Jets have two of the five most ridiculous moments.
Well, Cromartie naming his kids?
Yep. That and he struggled to the finish line. He got like 16. And then Rex with the G-Nam snack.
Those are good moments. I think... It's
a high bar, Jarvis Landry. High bar.
I thought Vince Wilfork with both the overalls and the basketball skills.
You know what? There. I looked at a list today, and that actually is number one. And I will say that I think you and I went more crazy over that than anything, almost anything we've ever seen in Hard Knocks.
But they put that at number one?
That was number one on a particular list. NFL.com had the top 10 moments, and they said Wilfork playing basketball. Was he playing basketball in the overalls, or he went to a barbecue place in the overalls?
I thought he did both.
That was amazing. And then wasn't he basically doing Sandy Lyle from, what was it? Was it, what movie was it? It wasn't, what was the one with?
It was Along Came Polly.
Yeah, Along Came Polly, where Sandy Lyle is just, you know, buckets!
But I think Wilfork was actually scoring.
Slamming the ball against the backboard.
Sandy Lyle was terrible.
Yeah, but you've got a 375-pound guy in overalls who's like, Steph!
But he was making them.
He wasn't making them.
A couple of them.
He made a couple.
Yeah, he made a couple.
There were a few that hit the backboard, went flying.
Not like, but Sandy Lyle's were like going over the backboard.
They were pretty bad.
It was awful. And then he was going no shirt and D'ing up.
Yeah.
It was gross.
Wow. I mean, imagine that Hard Knocks episode of one of those kids playing with Wilfork. Imagine if Wilfork goes the wrestling route and pulls down both sides. Actually, it's only one side with the overalls.
One side.
Pulls down just the whole body's out, and then you try to D him up and just like right against his chest. Ugh, like that hairy guy in Along Came Polly. God, that was bad. So sweaty.
What, I don't like them building up like, oh, that you just wait till you hear this speech.
I know.
Like,
I shouldn't have said it to you. I blew it. Fresh. I shouldn't have said it to you. All right, devastating news for one of your friends, one of your heroes, Lance Bass. I can't even get it out. Lance Bass of NSYNC.
Okay.
I love the story. I love the story, but the delivery of this, I mean, we're doing the story, so I can't rip on this news report from ABC. See what you think of this.
With the battle over the Brady Bunch house, the famous home, hitting the market, getting a bid from NSYNC star Lance Bass. ABC's Adrian Banker was actually rehearsing earlier in the break. But Adrian, he thought he was the new owner, but not so fast.
You know, you can't help but sing along to some of these songs that fit the soundtrack for this story. A lot of people were congratulating him, even Marsha Brady herself, Maureen McCormick. But the truth remains, for Lance Bass, the house is gone.
That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch.
We'll play the rest of it for you. I mean, it's going to go back and forth between Brady Bunch and NSYNC.
Did they play the Brady Bunch or did you?
No, they played it. They played it.
Well, I don't understand.
Watch how. Let's just keep going.
But who's doing their. First of all, NSYNC has a song called Gone. Like, why didn't they. The house is gone. Play Gone.
It's been a part of TV history since the 70s, the iconic home featured on every episode of The Brady Bunch, on the market for the first time in nearly 50 years. The hopeful buyer, an icon from a different decade. Former NSYNC member Lance Bass thrilled to share a dream come true on Twitter this week, writing, "Super excited to announce they accepted my offer on the Brady Bunch house last night. This is going to be a fun project." He may have spoken too soon.
Hey, you guys. Oh, my nose!
Come on!
It is the one most memorable scene from the show.
God, you got drilled right in the face. Right in the face.
But you just have to work in. They're trying to work in every cliche they possibly can and then just drop random Brady Bunch clips in. This is just so poorly done. And did she have to say the Brady Bunch? Like, she said it wrong. She said it in the same.
I think you said it like Belichick would.
Yeah, she did. She did the Belichick inflection, is what I was getting at.
I think she nailed it.
No, she did not.
ABC reports Lance Bass screwed out of the Brady Bunch house.
The next day, word that a Hollywood studio swooped in at the last second and outbid his offer, which he says was way over the asking price of $1.8 million. Really, he's heartbroken.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
He even pinned Marsha, Marsha, Marsha on Instagram, saying of the real estate agency, "I truly believe I was used to drive up the price of the home, knowing very well that this corporation intended on making their offer, and it's not a good feeling."
Damn it.
And now he's saying, "Bye, bye, bye, bye," to his retro real estate dreams.
I guess it's put together beautifully.
See if they can shoehorn one more in.
Maybe they can.
Let's try to shoehorn a couple more songs.
Finish it up, as now they have happy talk time.
They should close in about 10 days. The real estate agent says that preference was given to a new owner who would not tear the house down, but preserve that historic home.
Didn't sound like Lance Bass was going to tear it down either.
No, Lance Bass actually was saying, "I don't want to tear the house down." He was going to renovate the inside of it so that it matched the set of the Brady Bunch.
Wow.
That, I mean, he was going to invest in this, a big DIY project. But
I felt bad for him. That's tough.
I mean, we're singing the songs, but really, this was heartbreaking for him. Yeah. And at the same time, it's like, yeah.
That was it. She ran out of steam. Happy talk. She just had nothing left. And at the same time, I got nothing.
Like a,
I mean, I enjoy some NSYNC. This Lance Bass guy seems like a decent guy. Yeah. Is it heartbreaking that he didn't get the $1.8 million house
to
in
him?
North Hollywood?
Sounds like it.
Do we have to get all serious?
You know, it's very weird. I know this is just a side thing. Driving around down in LA, for some reason, like every time you drive, you know, the map like shows different locations.
Mm-hmm.
The Brady Bunch house was popping up like all the time.
Really?
So like, clearly people must have been Googling it all weekend, and that was making it pop up on Google Maps like every time you drove around to that part of the valley, which was kind of weird. But I feel bad. Like, I do believe him that this is probably what happened, that they allowed somebody to put a big bid on it and then publicize it so they can go out and somebody else bid more. That's kind of garbage when somebody actually was like very passionate about it. Kind of sucks. I feel bad for him.
He'll be okay. At some point, we need to piggyback on this. Maybe later in the week. Could you come up with five houses that you'd want to buy from TV?
Sure.
Can you think of one like right off the top of your head?
I'd want to buy Seinfeld's apartment.
Ooh.
Would that be the first
one? That might be more than $1.8 million. Which is, if people watch the show, they're like, what?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Tiny one-bedroom apartment?
Maybe in New York.
I definitely don't want Kramer's apartment. There's too many weird things happening there.
Yeah, I know. I could come up with some good ones. This is an old reference. Remember the Rockford Files?
Well, didn't he have a trailer?
Yeah, he had a trailer. But you know how much stuffing he did in that trailer?
That's true.
It was like Will Chamberlain at TV.
Oh, you trying to follow that?
I mean, obviously it worked.
I would...
An aphrodisiac in that trailer.
I would definitely buy the house from Real World San Diego.
Ooh, those are good candidates. Yeah. All the different... Well, I mean...
The San Diego one was right on the water.
You're not gonna name your top choice?
Well, which one?
You're not going to go to Seaside?
I don't want that one.
You don't want that one?
No.
The Jersey Shore house?
I work at the Shore store.
You'd love... Like, by the way,
I don't want to live in Jersey.
I got my Shore store hat on right now.
I know.
Love it.
The Real World San Diego house would be a great one. Actually,
well, you know what I buy? This is for Billy Mack, who loves this show. The Smurfs house in Animal Kingdom. This is a newer show.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful house in Oceanside.
Okay.
Be all over that.
And Oceanside is a little far north.
It must have been a movie set, right? Was the Munsters house... That wasn't a real house, right? That had to be all movie set, right?
They lived in a house.
Could I buy the house from It's a Wonderful Life? I like that movie.
It's not a bad one.
Okay.
What about the...
Apparently we can do this forever.
Yeah. You're like, can you come with five? I come with 500 if you want to really keep doing this.
TV junkies.
The playhouse on Ballers. So like he has the house he lives in, and then he has the one where all the fun goes down.
Yeah.
I want the fun house. That's a good one. If it comes with everything that's already there.
Boy, there's some classic domiciles over the years. You think Sanford and Son? I mentioned him earlier. You think was that a movie set or was that? I need that yard. I've talked about being a hoarder. I would love that. I would love that yard.
I definitely don't want
just
the yard.
Junk everywhere. Although wasn't it like in was it in El Segundo?
That sounds right, actually. It's not a terrible neighborhood.
All right, let's pare this down a little bit. I think we're just tip of the iceberg right now with TV houses. The Brady Bunch, and I like that style of house. I'm not paying $1.8 million for the freaking Brady Bunch house.
I'm surprised you didn't want the house from The Staircase.
I don't. So now we're going to go to sick documentaries.
What?
Sick murder cases.
Well, I mean, I don't want Hannah's house. She killed herself in the bathtub.
No, 13 Reasons Why.
Well, if you want a yard, get the Avery house.
Oh, that's right.
He's got like a...
Making of a Murder?
Like a 2-square-mile junkyard.
He's got
property.
That pit you can burn garbage in.
And a garage that's fairly easy to clean, apparently.
But you're going deep dive here big time. Really a lot of inside references. Big Five is on the way. We'll see if anything else comes out about Adam Hill's Browns. The most Browns coverage you can find anywhere in this country on sports radio. Outside of Cleveland. We got a couple of restaurant showdowns. You know, I'm just going to say it. Big Five includes an update on Urban Meyer, and we've got a couple of chicken showdowns.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Next to your mortgage, your electric bill can be your largest bill. Going solar now means a 30% tax rebate that will be going away soon, an NV Energy incentive, and up to 100% off your energy usage for years. With Universal Solar Direct, get zero out of pocket, zero down, and zero interest on approved credit. Call now for your free energy consultation. 702-487-6900.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Call 702-487-6900.
Nevada license 79863.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Do you ever look at your car or your truck and you have a ding, a dent, a scratch on the body or the bumper that's just driving you crazy and it makes you cringe? Well, if you're like me, it will drive you nuts. So do what I did. Call the experts at Dent Pro Las Vegas. Dent Pro will come to you and fix it on the spot. Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed certified tech and prices start at just $99 a dent. And if you have more than one dent, they'll give you a discount. Check out DentProLasVegas.com or call them at 702-368-DENT. That's 368-3368. And get it scheduled today.
Business gets done at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club. Vegas has happened since 1967 at this special place in the heart of Las Vegas. Make an indelible impression on valued clients, lifelong friends, and other special people in your life by hosting any size event or wedding in our landmark clubhouse or dramatic outdoor patio. Call the experts at 734-1122, extension 298, or visit LasVegasCC.com to reserve. The Las Vegas Country Club. The tradition continues.
ESPN Radio, 1100 and 100.9 FM is
KWWN Las Vegas,
K265EZ.
Now, back to Cofield and Company in the Finley Toyota Studios.
So basically what we have as hardcore evidence is that Urban Meyer lied to the beat. That is not a fireable offense for a man that's won 90% of his game and two national titles at Ohio State. It's just not. Now, we can slice it any way we want. It's just not the popular thing to say. But I'm telling you right now, if the crime is that he lied to the media, that's not good enough.
The bottom line... Ooh, we never announced. Do we have to announce this? With the addition of, that was Stephen A. Smith on Urban Meyer, with the addition of Tyler Bischoff at 10 a.m. to our daily lineup, we lose Stephen A. We've had a ton of complaints on Twitter. Folks, sometimes lineups change. You'll adjust. Take my word on it. Tyler's doing a great job. We're going to have a portion of his Gerard Gallant interview coming up at 5:30. I love Stephen A. Nothing in this market, nothing will ever match, because we actually got this rant.
Nothing will ever match his apology for saying that he's an ass man.
It was crazy.
That was 9 minutes of radio gold. So I will always hold that close to my heart. You don't have to do the impression.
I wanted to.
Give it to us again.
Always ass.
Yep.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Now, next time we have Bischoff on, which will probably be later in the week or early next week, we will ask him his preference.
Always ass. Technically correct.
I don't think his delivery is going to be the same. Even if it is.
Look at it.
Keister. No, you think?